it's JP Fluellen once again here, the bearded agent, here to talk to you guys once again about the top three buyer objections. All right, so number one, well, first of all, let me set the stage. So one of the challenges right now in our market is that buyers are coming up with every single excuse to not buy. And they're scared, they're seeing what's happening in the news, they're just not sure what to do. So what do? They retract back and they just continue to pay their landlord every single month. Because if they don't currently own, then they feel like, well, I haven't owned a house before, so why should I buy a house right now? And as you all know, the buying is the number one most expensive purchase that they will probably ever make in their lifetimes. And so they are not just thinking about it, but they are overthinking about it. And so it is our jobs as agents is to harness our toolbox and pull out our tools and go to work and show them, and hopefully by the time you're done speaking with them that they will know you, they will like you, and they will trust you. So going with number one, the number one procrastination reason why they are not following through on buying a house is, I just want to wait for the rates to drop. Well, as we know, rates are not dropping. The days of 2%, even 3%, even possibly 4% are in the past. We're probably looking at 5.5 to 7.5 moving forward. So we've got to educate our clients on the realities and how, as a master negotiator, we can show our buyers how we can make homes more affordable by renegotiating the price, by getting seller concessions, by getting permanent rate buy-downs. Like, there are so many things we can do as agents to show them that it is not scary to buy right now, even contrary to what the media is saying. All right, number two, I'll just rent. Well, you've already been just renting. And where has that gotten you? No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to say that to them. But what you do want to say is, you know, you're shelling out these dollars every single month. Why not put that towards an asset that will actually gain in value over time? Now, one of the challenges in that conversation is, well, how can I buy something that's cheaper than my rent? Well, you're going to have to do some very good verbal gymnastics to show them how it is advantageous for them to use those dollars going towards an asset rather than those dollars just going towards the landlord and then evaporating into thin air. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they do get a place to live. But why not make it your own? And then you can talk about all the headaches that it takes with owning, all the headaches from renting versus owning, which is, you know, you don't have to worry about having to, I mean, if you don't want to, you don't have to pick up your poop after your dog. Or you can have your dog and it doesn't cost you anything extra to have your dog. You know, all these things that are quite cumbersome, or, you know, renting a home and, you know, the neighbor's got loud dogs and you don't have dogs, or, you know, all of these different challenges that it takes with renting, you know. And at the end of the day, one of the other pieces is that, you know, the landlord may just one day call and say, I'm giving you 30 days notice. And now you're stuck trying to figure something out. And this is a cycle that we see quite often with renters, where they are constantly having to move in and then move out because, you know, I think right now landlords are even in a position to where they're probably offloading a lot of their single family rentals because, you know, in 5-10 years from now, they're freaking out about the rates and that the value of their properties might go down. So that's why they're putting their stuff on the market. So you want to educate your buyers, that your potential buyers, educate them that, you know, that renting is not the be all end all. Yes, it might be comfortable, it gives you flexibility, but at the end of the day, it's still, the reality is that you're throwing money away. You're making somebody rich, which is their landlord. And then lastly, house prices are becoming too expensive. Well, right now, as we all know, and you just got to educate your buyers that things are trending downwards in the markets, as well as that, you know, negotiations are back in full force, where you can actually negotiate to where, you know, everybody's getting a good deal. You can negotiate concessions again, like I mentioned earlier, and really showing them the numbers and not getting them to focus so much on, you know, what is the rate or the cost versus the payment. The payment at the end of the day is the true cost to them as the buyer. And what by us educating them, showing how skilled we are in the community and how good listeners we are, and that's how you're going to gain a customer that's going to know you, that's going to like you and trust you, and then maybe even at the end of the day, you're going to gain a friend. All right, well, that concludes another Bearded Agent Minute or Five, and we'll catch you guys on the next video. Peace! You made it to the end of this video. If you'd like to see more of what's going on our channel, you could watch that video, you could watch that video, or you could subscribe. Catch you next time. Peace.